MoogFest 2014 is a five-day event that includes more than 100 musicians. But this year, the festival also features 90 panelists, numerous interactive art exhibits, and sound installations throughout town, from Pack Place to the Moog Music Factory itself.
You know, no concert promoter would say, hey, let's get rich by doing an innovation and technology conference and throwing in these three-hour-long explorations and synthesis performances during the day. Oh, and by the way, let's make 20% of the programming free. People don't really do that.
Parker says Moog Music wanted to make this new iteration of MoogFest to reflect the ethos of the company and its founder, Bob Moog.
The work that we do at Moog every day is based around trying to discover how we can use technology to enhance the way people creatively express themselves.
Moog isn't the only company thinking about the intersection of science, creativity, and tech, Parker says, which is why the MoogFest program includes panels with titles like The Future of Creativity and Sounds of Space.
We have people coming from all over the world, from different walks of life, different modes of thinking, futurists, ethicists, scientists, physicists, inventors. It's about bringing the world and Asheville together and seeing what kind of magic happens.
To that end, MoogFest will also emphasize the importance of tech and economic development in Western North Carolina.
Creative people want to be here. Companies need to hire creative people.
That's Moog Music CEO Mike Adams. He was part of one of the first panels of MoogFest 2014. It's called Wiring Silicon Mountain, Technology and Innovation as a Tool for Economic Development. The conversation also included Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer and leaders in industry from across the state. The idea is that MoogFest can also be a platform for conversation about how to make Asheville, Western North Carolina, and the state in general a destination of innovation for all types.
We're going to start transitioning the discussion from traditional economic development models to new economic development models, which include creative element of this area and how to incorporate the cool factor into our future economic development.
Emmy Parker also says the ultimate goal of the festival is to foster an exchange of ideas between industry and innovation.
In MoogFest, really at its heart, we're trying to build a platform for Asheville to stand on, to showcase how incredibly dynamic and livable this city is, and specifically that Asheville is very nurturing of innovation and people who have ideas that might be frighteningly new.
To see a listing of MoogFest events that are open to the public, you can visit moogfest.com/free. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.